This is the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are those of the host or guests, and not WTMJ Radio or Scripps Media Incorporated. Need help around the house? Even the handiest do-it-yourselfer needs an extra hand sometimes. Let Mr. Fix-It, Tom Faza, help you out.
You fix it!
During the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
Right. All right. Fix-It Show is brought to you by Plumbing Parts Plus, Rapinas Fine Foods, All Parts, Siding Unlimited, and J&B Construction. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody had a nice summer because it apparently is over. It's 7:09. We got 50 degrees. Tom Faza is out on the road, but he's with us for the next 2 hours. We're going to chat with him quite a bit, and Joe Martis is here from Guardian Exteriors. Good morning, Tom. Are you there?
Hey, Danny, I'm here. I'm out in the road, and it's a little chilly here, a little rainy, but I'm going to be on my motorcycle anyway. I'm in just south of Branson, Missouri, at Harrison, Arkansas.
Gotcha. So, all right. Well, with 50 degrees and rain, what kind of day does it qualify to be up here?
It's still a great Fix-It day.
There you go. Thanks. And Joe's here, too.
Morning.
Morning, Joe.
Morning, Tom.
So my job's going to be easy. Joe's going to be here to take care of things, and I could just throw in a comment here and there, and life is good.
You know, you asked me off-air not to mention that you're still in jammies, but you are still in jammies, so this will be the...
Come on, you're not supposed to say that.
Yeah. Well, you said, okay, so you and a bunch of buddies went out on a motorcycle trip, which is a blast, right? Everybody behaving themselves?
Right. Eight of us, and it's going to be a week now. We'll get back on Sunday, and everybody's behaved themselves. Came down to Harrison, Arkansas, which is an area with all these curvy roads and small mountains, and we've been riding around the hills, and we've been doing very good. We've missed all the rain so far. Well, I had a little bit of rain, but, you know, when you do a motorcycle trip long distance, you prepare for rain, so we all have rain gear on, and we hate doing that, but if we have to, we will. So.
And then, so there's probably a DVD player at the place that you're staying at, and you guys have watched, what was that Tim Allen movie where they're in the motorcycle?
We just drink beer and talk smart, that's all.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah. Yeah, Wild Hogs, that's right. Wild Hogs is the movie.
Wild Hogs, yeah. Well, that's pretty much it. Yep.
If you're listening and you've got a Fix-It question for Tom and Joe, because they can take care of you today, this is the best time to call because it's early in the show and we've got open lines at 414-799-1620, 800-877-1620 on the Acunet Mortgage toll-free line. Well, Tom, you haven't been here, but I'm sure you're keeping up. I mean, our weather for really this week was pretty darn good, and then today it's completely different. So, Joel, you guys, what you been out doing?
Doing a lot of troubleshooting lately.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, unique situations, people that haven't been able to figure stuff out and just need help finding out solutions.
Yeah, yeah. Running anything unusual?
Yeah, we had a...
I guess that's why they call it troubleshooting, right?
Yeah. One unique situation, actually. Ladies had 7 different people out, spent about $20,000 trying different solutions, ideas, and hasn't fixed the problem yet.
Wow.
So. Yeah, that was a unique situation, getting that opened up, figuring out what was going on, and coming up with a solution for.
Tom, over the years, I would think that you've run into some absolute head-scratchers.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, like Joe will know, it's always water, water. What are the 3 biggest problems with houses? Water, water, and more water.
More water.
And Joe, you're willing to go out with that, with those kinds of things. If people have a leak around the window or they got a roof leak they can't locate, you'll help folks out with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got, you know, just the industry experience along with some specialty equipment sometimes where it's needed to focus on figuring out what the actual problem is. You know, a lot of times people get focused on just fixing the symptoms rather than the actual problem, and that's what we're generally focused on, is fixing the source, not just the end result.
Okay. Well, let's get out to the phones and say good morning to Deb in Sussex. Hey, Deb.
Good morning.
Hey, you're on WTMJ. Enjoying this day, aren't you?
Oh, it's lovely.
How about
it? Only in Wisconsin.
That's right.
Okay, I have a mobile home, and I had a water leak. And anybody that knows mobile homes, water's underneath, and it's buried in between the subfloor and the insulation. So I need a contractor. I'm having a hard time finding one that would be able to do the insulation, repair the belly, and then also repair the floor, and then, of course, I'm going to need new flooring in the kitchen and dining room, but I'm I'm having a hard time finding a contractor that does mobile home work.
Yeah, it's...
Well, we have silence on the line here.
Oh,
Joe, I don't know if he does that kind of work either.
We do. It's a very unique type of construction, and a lot of guys do shy away from it because it takes a little bit of, one, understanding the difference of how they're built, and then,
yeah,
two, knowing how to access the specific products needed, because you're not dealing with typical depths and sizes that are of stock items. There's some specific things that are needed in order to make sure those match up correctly to what you're doing, and you're not just, you know, caulking things together to make it work. So
I know. I've been on the phone all day yesterday, and I found no one.
Yeah, if you want to give our office a call, you can call us at 414.
Hold on. I'm driving.
Sure.
It's always okay. Like that. Whenever you need the pen, it's not there. And it won't write, by the way.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. 414.
226.
226.
5619.
5619. Are you guys going to be open today? I can call today, or should I wait until Monday?
If you want to give us a call, our lines are actually out here 24/7, so if it's an emergency, we've got somebody on call. Otherwise, you can get a hold of somebody to work on getting in touch with one of our home advisors who can come out and take a look.
Well, Service Masters is there. They came last night, so they're doing the tear out and the dry out process right now, so they said that's going to take like 3 to 5 days.
Okay. And they started that before the leak has been solved, or has that been fixed already?
I haven't fixed the water leak yet, but I did. My son came and cut the pipes and capped them off, so I have no water to the front of the trailer.
Okay.
So that there's no issue of any water at this point to the front of the trailer. So.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm just trying to get my ducks in a row here because I'm having a hard time finding people.
Well, you did today, so hope that works, Deb. So thanks. Again, open lines 414-799-1620. 800-877-1620 is the Acunet Mortgage toll-free line. We got 50 degrees and rain, so we're going to see a lot of things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Deb drops off, and we've got open lines for you. So you guys do troubleshooting, you do roofing, you do siding, you pretty much do it all. It's exteriors, right?
Yeah.
Guardian
the
exteriors.
The building shell of the house, building science, how the systems interact, where they tie together, anything like that. So.
Okay. Are manufactured homes more... I would think they're simpler. Are they more complicated, or they're just different animals?
They're just different.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you know, a lot of the products, and unfortunately a lot of contractors use, you know, they pull stuff off the shelf, out of the box, standard type stuff, and trying to make that fit into a mobile home, depending on how it was built, constructed, some of the prefabricated units, they're just different.
Sure.
So a lot of the stuff that doesn't fit, and you're relying on caulks and waterproofing as your main, you know, waterproofing solutions, which isn't a long-term solution. So having the guys that understand just being able to think outside the box a little bit and come up with solutions that are going to be more of a long-term permanent fix versus just slapping something together.
Gotcha. All right. Joe Martis from Guardian Exteriors riding along, and so is Tom Fates. Tom is on the road today, but he is here for the next couple of hours. Again, our number is 414-799-1620, 800-877-1620 on the Acunet Mortgage toll-free talk line on 620 WTMJ.
But I'll drink to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'll raise my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay
a little early for the glass. We got the cup of coffee. That's the biggest thing. So I read this article this past week. It says it was about circadian rhythms and how you really shouldn't have coffee when you first get up. You should wait an hour. Forget that. Right. It's the Fix It Show with Tom Faza. I'm Danny Clayton. Joe Martis from Guardian Exteriors is here. Tom is on the road, but he's still here. Got a bunch of phone calls, so let's get to some. And first up, let's go to Chris in South Milwaukee. Hey, Chris, good morning. You're on WTMJ.
Morning, guys. Yes,
hey.
It's never too early for coffee.
Yeah, me, right.
Okay. Say, I bought a home in central Wisconsin recently, and the people that had it before only used it for a summer home. It's insulated, but the problem is the entire thing is just built on cinder blocks and footing. So the entire underside of it is exposed to the elements all the time, and I want to convert it to a place that I can use year-round. Now, do I have to get under there with some, like, R30 insulation and stuff it in the joists, or could I just buy some of that really thick foam insulation and just line the perimeter of the house with it.
Insulation-wise, I mean, something like that that's going to be exposed to moisture, you're going to be better off going with something that's going to be a closed cell foam, like some of the rigid foam board or even like the spray polyurethane foam insulation. The fiberglass, if it's under there, if it's going to get moisture to it, you've got potential, you know, mold growth concerns, stuff like that. But the big thing is also that any moisture that gets in that fiberglass insulation is going to drastically reduce the insulating value, so you're not going to get as much effect of it as you can.
So lining the perimeter of it with that foam would actually be a good idea then?
Yeah, it would definitely help. One of the other things I'd look into is possibly doing a spray foam insulation underneath as well, if you have a ways to access that, either to drill holes and fill the cavities, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. And you think that would be...
I would add that, so you're insulating the perimeter, that's 100% what I would consider doing, but make sure you put a vapor barrier down on the soil.
Yeah.
A thick, heavy plastic on the soil so you don't get the moisture, and then lap those seams about 6 inches, bring them up the sides. And then any kind of foam, Joe, I agree with you 100% on that, any kind of foam or even a spray foam. You can find a contractor to do a two-part closed cell spray foam. That's going to be the best on the perimeter walls of the crawl space.
Okay, so the foam insulation plus the spray foam on the perimeter.
Yeah, if you can only get the spray foam rigid insulation or the spray foam insulation, it's a specialty product and you need a specialty contractor to do that. Not everybody does that, and it gets a little pricey. So depending on access, right, Joe, and how hard it is to get down there, it makes a difference.
Right, right. That would be, it is going to be a more costly option, but if you're planning on using it year-round, especially with some of the temperatures we get in winter here, it's definitely going to be long-term-wise your best investment.
Okay. I have another question. I'm considering digging out a small, because the place as of now doesn't have a gas furnace. So what I want to do is dig out, maybe a 10-foot by 10-foot area underneath the house. And, put the furnace down there and, and maybe even run an open duct underneath the house as well. Do you think that sounds like a decent idea or not?
And what kind of duct underneath the house?
Well, I was just going to run like having an exposed ductwork underneath the house to get some heat down there as well. You know what I'm saying? Like if I put the furnace down in like this dig out basement, and just have it, one of the ducts exposed to this, to the entire underside of the house. Would that help, or is that worth my time, do you think? Or
hey, Tom, let's take a 1 minute break. Chris, you hang on too, and we're going to get that answer. We just got to take a 1 minute break at 620 WTMJ. It's the Fix It Show with Tom Faza.
Nothing like you. Days all
fitting, yeah, 728. 50 degrees and rain rolling through Milwaukee. Maybe that's why our phones are so busy or people are having problems. So, all right, back we go to Chris, South Milwaukee. Tom, this question is yours. He wants to put that thing underneath the house, a little ductwork. Go ahead, Tom. What are you thinking?
Standard four-stair furnace with ductwork underneath. That's fine. Then definitely you want to insulate the exterior of the foundation of the footing. So you bring that basement space, crawl space, into the envelope of the house. So sure, you could, if you're ambitious enough to do that, absolutely. And you could use metal ductwork or flex ductwork, depending, maybe even insulated ductwork. But I wouldn't put heat into that space, but putting the ductwork in the space is just fine. If you insulate the perimeter, it's going to be just like a basement in Wisconsin. It'll be 60, 65 degrees of what you do. It'll be tempered just like a basement. So that'll work fine. Insulate around the outside. And then if you want to dig out and put a furnace down there, forced air, and ductwork, that'd be exactly the thing I would do, too.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, my main concern is just not having the plumbing freeze in the winter, more than anything else. So as long as I can keep that above freezing down there, that would really take care of it.
Yeah, and by insulating around the perimeter, that's the thing. That's definitely the thing to do, no matter what you do, heat or no heat, furnace or no furnace, insulate around the perimeter.
So, Chris, is this a deer camp? Are we all coming up?
Hey, anytime you want. I got a bunkhouse out in back and a tool shed, and I'm actually building my own little firing range. So anytime you want to come up with some firearms and have some fun.
Tom, you're in the tool shed. All right.
Sounds good to me. We're all covered.
Chris, sounds like a great project. Thanks, man. That's going to be great. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to do some news. We're going to be back, and we got some stacked up phone calls. So Larry, Kurt, Bob, Jane, Mike and Karen, hang on. It's the Fix-It Show with Tom Faze. I've got another hour and a half yet. Joe Martis from Guardian Exteriors is going to be here for another 30 minutes. And again, 414-799-1620, 800-877-1620 on the Acunet Mortgage toll-free line.
Couldn't you say you do, say you might for tonight?
Good, 734, 50 degrees, rainy day in Milwaukee. Freddie Gray, Bill Cosby, and the drama surrounding the Duggar family. Civil rights attorney Lisa Bloom discusses the latest legal controversies with Darrell Conner at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Tom Faze is on the road. All he's doing a motorcycle thing. He and how many guys?
There's eight of us.
Eight of us. I would think I do a lot of cycling, so we're riding really close together. But motorcycles, you got to really trust each other when you're riding in a pack, I would think, right?
Yeah, you work on a routine, and yeah. It's really not an issue at all once you get used to it, your experienced riders. You stagger, and you're spread apart. And, you know, on like a bicycle, you got the road. So, you know, and the cars can see a little better. So
yeah.
I think each of those, you have to be very experienced and know what you're doing.
Sure. Yes. All right. Let's get to the phones on the Fix-It Show with Tom Faze. Larry Cudahy, thanks for waiting. You're on WTMJ.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Say, we're interested in buying vinyl windows, and we are wondering which is the better system to go with. There's this, what they call this balance system. There's the block and tackle system, and there's also this, like, a slight, like a tape rule system, whatever it is. Does Tom know about that, or?
You know, I'm going to turn that over to Joe, because he knows a lot more about that than I do.
Joe Martis from Guardian Exteriors is here. Joe, this one's yours.
Hey, Larry. The other one you're referring to, the block and tackle, the kind of the vinyl, the ropes with the spring system, and then the other is called a constant force. They're both good systems, provided that the manufacturer of the windows knows how to properly size them to the window. So, for instance, if you go with...
You seem to be fading in and out. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
For some reason, you seem to be fading in and out. Why is that?
Tell you what, why don't you answer that on the air, okay?
Sure. The difference between the two really comes down to making sure they're properly sized and fitted for the window. So, for instance, you could have the same size window with a double pane or a triple pane. A lot of manufacturers will keep the same balancer in there. Well, you need to go a little bit heavier if you've got the triple pane because there's more weight. So they're both good systems provided that they're properly sized for the window unit.
Okay, good enough. Let's get up the slinger. Hey, Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on WTMJ. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go out and let's avoid this rain. Let's stay inside, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what's going on with your fireplace?
We have a fireplace that on the wall, it borders the wall that isn't the garage wall. It's all the way to the floor. It's not like raised up fireplace. And in the winter, cold air comes out. If we're not having a fireplace, we have it like board or set up like pillows and blankets.
Sure.
So that the cold air doesn't come out, even when the damper's shut. And I don't think other people's fireplaces are like that, are they?
Well, is it a masonry fireplace, or is it a wooden box with a metal flue going up? On the outside, is it all brick on the outside, or is it a wooden box?
On the outside, like outside the house?
Yeah, like the chimney going up.
It's
chimney.
Brick.
It's all brick. So you have an older house, 1950s or earlier.
No, 1993.
Well,
I mean, on the top, there's like some metal thing that spins. But on the outside,
Well, it sounds to me then it's like a fabricated firebox. The firebox.
I'm wrong. It is wood on the outside. Is that what the chimney?
Yeah, and it's on the outside wall.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, Joe? That may not be insulated at all.
Insulated, or it could be just a general. A lot of times we see with chimneys, a lot of contractors will skip house wraps or any kind of air barrier, and
right.
You could be getting an air infiltration problem just into the wall system, especially in that time period, 80s into the early 2000s, when a lot of that stuff didn't have defined, you know, specifications as far as exactly how it had to be done. It could be an issue with not necessarily the chimney itself, but the construction of how the system was put together. We could actually have to take some of the siding, pull away to take a look at that and see if that's what's causing it.
So if you get what Joe's saying, the wooden box of the fireplace on the outside wasn't insulated like the rest of your house, and that would have been a common thing in the 80s. So you got this big box that contains the fireplace that's really cold because there's no insulation, no house wrap, no anything. So I don't know, Joe, can you address something like that from the outside?
Depending on the situation, we'd have to take a look at it, but there's definitely a solution. We'd have to look and see what some options would be, but we could definitely figure something out.
Okay, so Karen, you should call Joe, and Joe, what's your number?
Yeah, if you want to call us at 414-226-5619. You can set up with one of the guys to come out and take a look and figure out some solutions for you.
That's Joe Martis of Guardian Exteriors. The website, if you want to check it out, is guardianexts.com. Guardianexts.com. Roofing, siding, windows. Got another 20 minutes with Joe, and Tom is going to be here until 9 o'clock. So give us a buzz, folks. 414-799-1620. 800-877-1620. Accunate Mortgage toll-free line on 620 WTMJ.
Show you a side of these two.
More and more families taking multi-generational trips, and it's not just a Disney World or a family cruise. Fox World Travel's Rose Gray stopped by Wisconsin's Afternoon News to discuss the new trend. 420 Monday, that's going to be great, and Rose will be here at 9 o'clock this morning. 50 degrees now, rain coming down in the Milwaukee area. A great day to call and talk to the Fix-It guys. Tom Faza on the road. Joe Martis from Guardian Exteriors is here, and let's see. Let's get to Mike. Mike, where are you? Mike is in Sheboygan. Hey, Mike, good morning. Thanks for waiting here on WTMJ.
Good morning, Tom. I have a question regarding exterior siding. Cedar was originally, house was built 20 years ago. Second staining for the exterior siding was done approximately 8 years ago, and we're seeing some of the small dots of mold to some solid sections of mold. We have treated it with the product. I don't know if I can mention it. The Weather Together product.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, sure.
And it has exhibited some lightening. Like it says, it may take up to 6 months to clear the mold or mildew, but my concern is I don't have time to wait for that product. Number two, the second time we stay in the house, we use the mildew additive in packets, and we did use an oil-based paint. We used the Cabot's. Originally, the house was stained two times on the outside, and I put clear oil on the inside of the cedar siding, but this is my concern of covering that mildew and what your opinion is on that.
Okay. Well, the mildew is unattractive and doesn't look good. It really doesn't hurt too much. You could try washing it off. I personally like a product called Jomax, J-O-M-A-X. Uncle Joe, Uncle Max got together. You mix it with bleach and water, you spray it on, let it sit, and then you hose it off. And it's a good product. It'll take it off. But it's a product of, it's Wisconsin Weather, and an oil-based stain, sometimes the oil is a linseed oil, and that's very common, and that can be a food for mold and mildew, unfortunately. So sometimes it's a matter of switching away from an oil base to a latex base. And sometimes the oil causes that problem. The mildew in itself is an appearance issue. It's not necessarily a big issue with the longevity of the siding. So that's kind of where you're at. You may want to wash it off and then use next time, don't use an oil. And then, Joe, you can head out there, and it's good old cedar siding, 20 years old. Sounds like it's ready for smart side siding there.
No, a lot of times what we see with cedar is a lot of guys skip the step of letting it dry out so they don't do a rain screen system or some kind of gap behind the siding to help get that air behind there, because you're always going to get moisture drive from the house that's going to have some effect on excess moisture. Or if you've got a lot of overhanging trees and stuff, you want to try and get the cedar to dry out as fast as possible, too. And if you have issues that way, I mean, if you can trim some trees back to get some more sunlight at it, that'll help that situation to a point.
Okay, let's head over to Jane in Tosa. Jane, thank you. Thank you for hanging on so long. You're on WTMJ.
Hi, Jane.
Hey, Jane. Now, Jane's falling back.
Hello.
Hey, Jane, sorry.
Okay.
Jane was in making coffee. Go ahead.
I had a question about my roof. I have a 54-56 ranch, and where the flashing comes down, it sags a little bit. And we had three contractors out. They all said the board behind it has sagged and it needs to be replaced. But one person said it needed to be done right away. The two other contractors said, because it will involve a tear off of the roof, wait for 3 or 4 years till we need one, because our roof shingles are in good shape. So I don't know what your opinion is on something like that.
Is it just the board is sagging itself? There's no rod issues or leaks or anything like that?
No.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not having any leaks or problems or anything, I mean, I wouldn't, without seeing it, it's hard to say for sure, but waiting a little bit until it's part of doing the roof might not be a bad idea.
Okay. And then, again, one contractor said he would fix it, the board himself, and then do the roof. And somebody else said, no, you need to bring in a regular carpenter, and then they would do the roof. Do you have any opinion on that?
I mean, it's if you've got a company you're working with that has, you know, professionals, they should be able to handle a turnkey. You know, that's something we would, you know.
What would Guardian do?
We would have a turnkey solution.
Sure.
You know, we can do as little or as much of the project as you want us to do. So if you want to do some stuff yourself, you have somebody you worked with in the past that you trust that we need to coordinate with, if you just want us to handle it, whatever the right solution for you is what we'll work with you on.
Jane, if you'd like to give them a call, you can get a fourth person. What's your number?
Yeah, it's 414-226-5619.
Okay, let's take a break. Going to be back. We got 10 minutes left with Joe Martis of Guardian Exteriors at WTMJ, and it's Fix It Show with Tom Faza.
Why should we go round and round the school by
620 WTMJ, 754, 50 degrees, a rainy Saturday in Milwaukee, that's for sure. And a lot of people have questions, so let's get to them on the Fix-It Show with Tom Faza. Hey, Jeff in Brookfield, you're on WTMJ.
You know, I want to get windows and siding, and it's not that it's a tremendous, because we have most of the brick house. But anyways, what's the advantages or disadvantages doing siding first and maybe windows? I was thinking about going and working my way around doing like four windows at a time. You know, it's a money thing, you know, unless you guys have free financing for 30 years.
10 years, but not 30 yet.
Nice try.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Sure. So what do you usually tell folks?
Really, when you're doing something like that, and we've done a lot of this over the last couple of years just because of how many jobs are lasting so short. People are in positions where they're having to do projects again way sooner than they anticipated. So we've developed a lot of systems to figure out how to do projects in stages so that you're not going to sacrifice the overall job quality by doing it in phases. Now, one of the key things is really sitting down and having a discussion on what the future plans for the house are and what that looks like, so that as you start doing this, you're not going to double back and undo and redo things and pay three or four times to do that, but also set things up in a way that the systems can be tied in together properly. You know, yes, it would be ideal to do everything at the same time, but like you said, from a financial standpoint, for a lot of people, that's just not feasible, and that's fine. It's just a matter of figuring out what the right options are, what the right steps are, to make sure that transition is handled properly, so you don't end up with a really bad system at the end.
But there's, and I guess it'd be the customer would need to decide: do we want the satisfaction of having everything done? So you come home and you look at the siding and it's new and the windows are new, but then eventually you got to write that check out. So it's just timing that expense,
right?
Yeah.
Right. And it's figuring out what the right solution is, right fit. Like you said, going around the house one side at a time and doing a couple windows and just making it's the transition that's the biggest issue. That's what we see all the time. You know, somebody will do windows and then they'll do siding, and the siding installer thinks it's a window person's thing. The window installer thinks it's the siding person's thing. It ends up not getting done. The two get caulked together, and 5 years down the road, you're left with the caulk worn out and a problem that
Sure.
you didn't have before.
Okay.
So thinking through really designing the system, the scope of work, the specifications for a 3, 4, 5, 10-year plan. I mean, we have hundreds of people that are on basically that type of system where it's, okay, we did this year, next year the plan is to do this,
sure.
next year the plan is, or like you said, other people that do, you know, say, hey, you know, let's, you know, this much a month is affordable, let's just do it all and do the financing.
So why don't you give Jeff your number real quick?
Yeah, sure. It's Jeff, it's 414-226-5619.
Okay, let's take a break. We're going to reset. Joe Martis from Guardian Exteriors, thanks for coming in. Guardian Exteriors, website guardianexts.com. And your number real quick, just
sure.
again?
414-226-5619.
Okay, Tom, you hang tight in Missouri. We're going to be back. Tom Faiza is riding along for the next hour. Fix It Show brought to you by Plumbing Parts Plus, Rapinas Fine Foods, All Parts Siding Unlimited, and J&B Construction.
This has been the Fix It Show on 620 WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are those of the host or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Scripps Media Incorporated.